And we're going to talk about Thanksgiving, but I'm going to talk about prayer as well, prayer and Thanksgiving. And I believe prayer is useful for everyone to know about. And it's understanding the benefits of praise and Thanksgiving. That's what we're talking about. Our title is Understanding the Benefits of Praise, Worship, and Thanksgiving. And our text is going to be found in Psalm chapter 34, verses 1 to 3. We're going to read three verses of Scripture, and then we're going to talk about some things that are important to us this morning. If you mind turning there with me, please. all righty. I'll bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. O magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. If you notice, the psalmist, he's saying, I'll bless the Lord. I'll bless the Lord. The word here, all times, means continually, right? Notice this, all times, praise shall continually be in my mouth. Where should praise be? Well, in your mouth, thanking God. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Your soul is your thinking part of you. It's your soul is central to what goes in your spirit. Your soul is not your spirit. Your spirit is not your soul. Your soul is what you use to communicate, to think about. It's about your soul is memory. You know, it's how you think. Your soul is very important. That's why the Bible tells us after you're born again, you need to renew your mind, which is your soul. Your mind is part of what we call your soul. And so, it connects between the spirit. We're made of three parts, of course. Some of us recognize that. Some of you need to be reminded that your soul is very connected to your spirit. And your spirit is connected to your, of course, your body, your very physical being. And the Bible teaches us there's three parts to man. Not four, not five, three parts. Now, sometimes people call, the mind and the soul, they say, well, if you ever have some discussion around different things, people talk about their mind and their soul. They mention it as something different, but it's the same thing. So the Bible reveals to us, Bible is revelation knowledge. It tells us that we're made of three parts. And so your soul is how you're going to really start praising. You're going to have to learn to praise by getting the word in your mind until it becomes a part of your spirit. What you think about long enough becomes who you are, right? So your thinking becomes who you are, and then you automatically begin to function along the lines of your meditation or your thought life, continual basis. And so we need to bless God regularly, not just on the second Monday of every October. Of the year, right? And so we don't just praise God, we stop and praise and be thankful only one time a year. This is something we do continually. So Thanksgiving for you and me is every day. And so we just celebrate it nationally once a year with everybody else. If you're a Christian or not, we do this together. We become grateful and thank God for different things. And so we're doing this together. And so, of course, there's a background in terms of when Paul was writing it. You should find out about the time he wrote this these words. Psalm 34 was in a very tough time of his life. It's easiest to praise God Spontaneously, when everything is going good. The goodness of God causes us to spontaneously respond to give thanks to God. When something good happens, it doesn't take a whole lot of effort to praise God because the emphasis or the power is there to praise. And the hard part is praising God before you don't have something. And so this is the hardest lesson you and I have to learn, is to praise God when we haven't got the things that we want yet. And so we have to give God praise during those tough times. So every Christian needs to understand, you know, the prayer part of praise and worship, or at least the prayer praise, and then worship and thanksgiving. You know, prayer, praise, and worship, prayer, or at least praise, worship, and thanksgiving are interconnected. It's not necessarily separate. They're a little bit different, and we'll see this in a moment, but they're so interconnected that they're the same. And so all believers ought to have a personal time of thanking God, and also a corporate time of thanking God together. We can praise God alone, and you can praise God together with people. And the more you do it alone, the easier it is to do it together. The alone part comes before the getting together. Amen? And so we can see this in the scriptures. So the more you practice praise and the more you give thanks to God, the easier it is to do praise. As you come here, you're doing it as a worship, as an honor to God. You don't wait for the music team to get you in a frenzy. And they don't have to pump you. And so it's good that we have a praiser that can do that and get you, praise. There's some time we have some good praise. And sometimes it's higher, sometimes it's less higher. Sometimes it's really, really juicy. It's just easy. There's a place for praise and worship and thanksgiving in our lives that we should do on a regular basis. And we should understand and know the reason why we should have praise and worship as part of our lives, and thanksgiving as a part of our lives. We should incorporate that as a part of our life every day. And we should look at some of the benefits, and we shall this morning, of what being a praiser and thanks someone who is a thankful heart, what that would do for you. Thanking God does you wonders. Now let's look at some quick definitions about praise, worship, and thanksgiving. And first of all, let's look at the word thanksgiving from the Hebrew word. It means to, of course, give thanks or to extend a hand to. You know, when you lift up your hand to God, you're praising God. We do it in the Bible. The Bible does that, you know. In fact, the Bible tells us when you lift up holy hands, it's a sacrifice unto God. It's a sacrifice. You might not want to lift your hands up. In fact, you might be embarrassed because your soul isn't developed enough that you understand that it's important to you. It's important to God. Some people, they don't have that permission to do it in themselves because they haven't learned how valuable that is. I mean, we don't offer up animals and sacrifice them, but we can lift our hands as a sacrifice. The Bible talks about lifting up holy hands as an evening sacrifice unto God. In fact, the Bible says when you praise, it comes up to God as a sweet aroma in heaven as we offer praise. In fact, our lives lived is a sacrifice of praise to God. When we live for God, it's a continual praise to God because you're obeying Him. And God administers to God. And what do we have here? So thanksgiving is an expression of gratitude. Thanksgiving is an expression of gratitude to God. It's also an acknowledgement of what God has done in your life. And secondly, worship. You know, the Bible talks about worship. God is looking for worshipers. Jesus said God is looking for worshipers who offer worship in spirit and in truth. I saw someone, a preacher, put on their Facebook, it seems like a lot of people are worshiping and they're actually doing entertainment rather than really worship. And they'll entertain you for half an hour. No, I learned from people that, you know, Sunday morning we should do at least maybe four songs. Don't spend all your time worshiping. That's not the main thing in the morning. There are times that you could do praise and worship sessions and just do that all time and go ahead and get into that. That's one kind of service. But this is, you know, I know when I first started, we wanted to do a long praise and worship. We'd do an hour and a half maybe. Everybody's all tired out. They don't have time to listen to the word. We want to do a miracle service at the same time. And then a healing service. And then prophesying. And then testimonies. And have long healing lines. And so we try to do everything all at once. But as a pastor, I had to understand that there is a certain thing that's the main thing is the main thing in the morning. The main thing is getting the word out to people. Praise and worship should be just a taste of just entering in. And not, you know, spending all your time worshiping, and we should learn how to be worshipers already, right? Thank God for worship and praise time. So worship means to prostrate before God. I mean, get down and just kneel down and worship before God. You can do that. There's times you can do that. To worship means to revere, to adore, and to minister to God. To worship God is a time to tell God how much you love Him, how much He means to you. When you worship God in the morning, when you come to worship together, you tell God, Lord, I want to tell you how much I love you. I was telling that to the Lord yesterday, that how much He means to me and how much I appreciate Him. I said, Lord, I want to tell you how much I appreciate you. And I wasn't thinking about this, but I was telling Him how much I appreciate Him and how His word blessed me so much. In my bed in the morning, I woke up at 4:30 this morning, actually 4:13 to be exact, looked at the clock, and I started thanking God and worship Him, thank Him. Sometimes I'll stay up and talk to Him more, but this morning I said, Lord, this is, it's important to me to sleep. It's Thanksgiving. So there's another thing called praise. A word called praise. It means to boast. You know, when you praise God, it means you're boasting about God. Not boasting about ourselves, boasting about God. And then sometimes you get boast about people. Boast about your kids. Boast about how much your projects are going. What's going on. So you boast. And that's what it means to boast. It just to tell, you know, what how good God is in your life. What He's done in your life. To rave. Oh, to rave about someone. To commend and to speak well of. And so that's what it means when you praise God. You're just boasting about how good He is. So isn't He good? So you can just tell Him, lift that hand and say, thank God, you're wonderful. Go ahead and praise Him for a second. This is a praise moment. Amen? Thank God, we love you, Lord. We appreciate all the wonderful things that you're doing in our lives. Amen? All right, so talk about praise. this man here, by the name of David, he says, let's go back to this here. He said, I'll bless the Lord at all times, His praise shall continually be in my mouth. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Right? He's boasting about God. The humble shall hear thereof. You know, the humble, some version says the humble. When you praise God, when He talks about the humble, those people that are lowly in spirit, those people who are downcast, those people who are depressed, hear you praise and thank God of how good He is, and you are testifying how good God is in your life, those people hearing you shall be raised up. There's nothing like being with someone who with a grateful heart. But there's something about that you don't want to be around someone who is always complaining. That bring your spirit down. But you need to be with someone who is just testifying how good God is in their lives. I was just thinking about confession this morning. I wrote down a note here that I made to myself. And making a right confession before God, a wrong confession is a bad confession of defeat, of what the devil is doing in his supremacy over your life. And how you can't seem to beat him. How he's keeping you from getting blessed. But a right confession is a confession of goodness, the goodness of God and the goodness, one of faith in God and what God's done for you. Romans 10:10, it says, "For with the heart man believes unto righteousness, with the confession, or with the mouth confession is made unto salvation." The word salvation is an inclusive word which means, healing, health, victory, prosperity, those kind of words. So our confession should be, in what God's done for us. Or if we're aiming to get blessed by God, we should begin to make faith confessions to where we want to end up. Because you end up where your mouth is. And the more you praise, the more it renews your mind and brings up your spirit. So what is confession? When we're praising God, this is a good time to think about this. It's affirming something we believe in. Confession is something you believe in. It's testifying of what we know. You know what you know about God. So you need to start to thank God for that and praise Him for it. And confession is witnessing of a truth that we have embraced in the things of God. And that's huge. So when it comes to praise, he's telling the people, I'll bless the Lord at all times. Then he ends up saying, let us. He said, I'm going to praise God. But let's do it together. So two things about praise. One, there's the personal, private time of praise that you have between you and God. You tell God how good He is. And secondly, there's a public time where you praise God together. And we sing songs that reflect the goodness of God. So we begin to praise God. So the private is individual life, your individual life, very intimate, very personal. The public is a corporate, congregational, or group setting where you begin to praise God. So praise and worship and thanksgiving are all a part of our prayer life and our life of praise and connection to God. They're interwoven, then it actually, they really can't be separated. They're the same thing in a lot of sense. Now, we do it, we separate it, we understand those things. But when you're doing praise and worship, you don't take it apart. We do it to teach it, but we do it together, all at once. So, for instance, it says in Ephesians 6:18, praying always with all prayer, and the Amplified says praying with all kinds of prayer. So one kind of prayer is thanksgiving and praise. Worship together. We call it praise and worship. We call it praise. So we do this. Praise is one kind of praying. It's any kind of prayer is conversational with God. It's your communication with God. So when you're praising, you're communicating with Him, telling Him how He wonderful He is to you. So it's one kind of praise. You start, you start off in praise every time you have a prayer session and you end up in praise and close up in praise. So praise, worship, and thanksgiving has a purpose in our lives. Because it affects us. Your praise affects you every day. It's a good way to get out of depression. If you have any kind of natural, normal depression, or even if you have some clinical depression, this is going to help you. Now, you might not like to do it, but it's good for you. It's refreshing. So it has a purpose. It has powerful effects in your life. When you're a person of appreciation and thankfulness, it does wonders for you. And so we all need to learn the benefits of praise, worship, and thanksgiving. So once a year, we're going to do this. No, we're going to do it on a regular basis, right? We're going to do it every day because he says, let us continually, let us praise God all the time. So there is a private time of public or praise. There's a private and public praise. So it should be part of all of our lives. Let's go again. Look at Psalm 34, 1 to 3. Private praise. Private praise. He says, his praise shall continually be in my mouth. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So, if I'm happy, I don't phone Pastor Ken. Pastor Ken, I'm really happy. Can you just do praise for me this morning? No, that'd be silly. I could do it myself. So I don't tell my wife, honey, I'm just so happy this morning. Could you please do a dance for me? I mean, I might tell her that, but she's not going to do it. I did it. She did it the other day. I said, honey, can you dance for me? So I said, we're going to send this to Natasha. So she started dancing. So it went on YouTube. No, I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that. So you can see this is very private. Praise is a heart thing also, as well as a physical experience. Verse 2 says, my soul shall make her boast in the Lord. Right? So inside, you're thinking about it, but on the outside, you're showing it. If you're sitting there with a long face, and you're always sitting like this, you say, you know, this is real sometimes. You should praise God. And let's praise God together. Well, I am. Well, show it. I'm on the inside. I'm doing it. I'm happy on the inside. You know, I understand people's disposition in life, but you don't always have to be sad looking either. You can praise. A lot of us learn to praise God. You know, one of it because of my job. It wouldn't be appropriate for me not to be exuberant about my prayer life, right? And all you guys are doing it except me. So we need to learn. If you're happy, show it. But God wants you not to only be happy inside, but also outside, so to help everybody else. When you're there sitting there with, you know, like a bump on a log, that doesn't help anybody. It doesn't help the next guy beside you either. You know what I'm saying? So he's telling, let us praise God together. Let us do it together. So God is him speaking to us through his word. When he said let us, that means everybody. Now all you exuberant type people, you're happy right away, right? But you have the opposite problem, and that is the Bible says, let us stand still before the Lord. You couldn't do it. Right? Like, you know, 1 minute is like an hour. So there's a balance. There's a time to be silent before God, to meditate on things. Verse 3 says, let us. Everybody say, let us. Come on, say, let us.
Let us.
Say, let us.
Let us.
So that means all together. Let's do it together. We're gonna praise together. So praise. My point here, or the point of the message here, is praise is both public and corporate. It's easier to praise publicly when you do it exuberantly, loudly, happily, expressively, when you do it in your own private life every day. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15 says, by him, therefore, let us. So by him, by God, by his Spirit, let us praise him together. Notice this, the fruit of our lips giving thanks to his name. In other words, we're going to do it publicly, verbally, loudly together. Verbally. With our lips. To doing it together. That means someone beside you should hear you praise. There are some people who don't praise God in their home and not ever let their kids know what they're doing. In fact, you should do it loudly before your kids. They need to see you do it. That's how they learn. They learn that from home. If they're not learning it, it's because you don't teach it at home. Right? So we got to do it. Even your puppies should do it. I make my puppies praise God, lift their hands up, say, we're going to praise. We're going to praise for mom today. Give me your paw. And they give you a paw. Yeah? He's a Holy Ghost dog. So this is a lifestyle. It's a private, continuous flow. It's a choice that you do in obedience to the Word of God. We see these scriptures in 1 Timothy 2:1 and Acts 13. We see these as public. A practice of gratitude, of God, of expressing God's goodness. And this keeps us focused on God. When we practice this, this keeps us focused, our mind on God. Here's a question. Where and when and why do we praise God? If you come back for the next service, we'll show you how. Now let me show you something, because sometimes people get their praise wrong. Did you ever get your praise wrong? Well, evidently, there's someone wrote something here which I read to you many, many times before. And I believe some of you will remember it. Those of you who didn't hear it before, I believe you'll appreciate this. Amen? We're going to appreciate by faith now. So this man's by the name of, you remember Don Gossett? How many of you remember that guy? That guy was like old, like Moses. He was very old. When he came by, he was almost like 100 almost. It's a really old man. And he was so generous and kind. Now watch this. When praise does not glorify the Lord, he says. And I hear people, preachers, people who give testimony, do this. They get their praise wrong. They get their thanksgiving wrong. Hey, watch this. He says, whosoever offered praise glorified me. And to him that ordered his conversation, all right, I will show the salvation of God. This is Psalm 50, verse 23. We used to sing that in Pentecostal. Whosoever it praised, glorified thee. Whosoever it praised, glorified thee. I don't know what the other part is. And to him that ordereth his conversation, all right, I will show the salvation of God. Now all the ladies, please. Whosoever it praised. I remember we do that. We do that in church. How many of you remember that? Huh? Yeah? That's a good song. It's a very good song. We should sing those songs because they help you in the time of trouble. So not every offering is a vocal praise of God. Or not every offering is a vocal praise that brings glory and honor to the Lord. Many unskilled ministers use praise phrases as fill-in words while they preach in order to keep talking all the time. They fill in the word with amen, praise the Lord, amen, praise God, hallelujah. Praise God. Glory to God. Bless God. Amen. Thank you, God. The praise words, they have the praise words out of habit. They use these words out of habit. So he says, my friend here, Pastor Theodore, told a story of a minister who was describing an automobile accident in which his wife and mother-in-law were badly injured. And his uncle was killed. He said, I saw this car coming at a terrific speed, praise God. It was weaving, amen. All over the road, amen. Praise the Lord. I started to pull off the road, amen. By his car, hit the back of my car, glory to God, amen. There was a terrible crash, praise God, amen. My uncle, amen, who was riding in the back seat, amen, was killed instantly, thank God. It was a horrible ordeal, praise the Lord. The story continues. My mother-in-law, thank God, was also riding in the back seat, amen, praise God. She was badly cut and bruised, amen, thank God. We thought she would die, praise God. Before we could get her to the hospital, amen, bless God. She suffered agony for days, praise God. Well, finally she died, thank God, amen. Well, glory to God, it was terrible. My wife's throat was badly cut, thank God. She could not say very much for many, many months, thank God, praise the Lord. True praise. That pleases God. You know, true praise pleases God and glorifies Him. And when the heart and mouth are in gear together, genuinely praising the Lord from the heart and lips, come forth love and adoration for the Lord. Luke 24:53 says, they were continually praising and blessing God. By Jesus, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. Hebrews 13:15. The scripture says in Psalm 34:1, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. So here's the question. Where and when and why should we praise God? So the Bible says, let me just show you some scripture. You can just write this down. Or go over this again. This is going to go very fast here. You should praise God, the Bible says, at all times. We just read that. So, Psalm 113, verse 3 says, when the sun is up, until the sun goes down, you should praise God. 1 Chronicles 25:13 says, you should do it in the morning and to the evening. Psalm 119:62 says you could praise God at midnight. Psalm 42:8 says at the nighttime you could sing songs. Psalm 35:10 says sing songs in the nighttime. Psalm 71:8 says all day long. Psalm 119:64 says do it seven times a day. Psalm 35:28 says all day. Psalm 45:2 says every day. Psalm 84:4 says, do it in the evening time. Psalm 44:8 says, forever. Psalm 44:8 says, in God we boast all day long and praise his name forever. So that means we do it all the time. We praise God all the time. We thank him all the time. It's hard to criticize people if you're praising God all the time. Or using your mouth for other things. So I could go on and on. Psalm 71:6 says continually. 71:14 and 15 says more and more. We do it more and more. Psalm 146:2 says, while I live, I will praise. Philippians 4:4 says, I'll do it always. Hebrews 13:15 says continually. Ephesians 5:20 says always. So it says here, Psalm 34:1-3 says, at all times, continually. We praise God. We thank God regularly, not just once a year. A question, not a question. Where is a good place? Well, we do it all the time, so it's got to be sometimes more appropriate to do it. Where is a good place to praise the Lord? Is with your family members, when you're all alone, when you're with the other believers, it's appropriate to praise God, to give God thanks. Praise always begins alone and flows publicly. Private to corporately is the flow that happens in our lives. You minister to God out of the overflow of your private life. Isaiah 38:19 says, we publicly do it before our children. Isaiah 38:19 says this, the living shall praise thee as they do this day. The father to his children shall make known the truth. Fathers, it's important that we do this. Psalm 78, verse 4 says, don't hide your praise from your children or the youth. It's good that youth should praise God. Young people should praise God, should learn how to praise God. You know, somebody showed a picture there the other day of a young kid, a young little kid worshiping God. I remember years ago, our adult children learned, they grew up in church, right? But, you know, as children get older, they lose their innocence and they lose some of that stuff as they get older because the world has an influence. I know every time, we used to come into the church with Natasha in our hands and she'd lift up her hands immediately. She remembers to praise. And we always, we tell little Allie, and she does it. She knows about praise. So thank God that we can teach our children by our example. So we shouldn't hide from our children. Psalm 78:4, I will not hide from them, their children, showing to this generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he had done. Psalm 78, verse 4. And the scripture says there, and Psalm 79, verse 13, it shows, displays the praise of God publicly. So we, thy people and sheep of thy pasture, will give thee thanks forever. We will show forth thy praise to all generations. So we can see here from these scriptures, this is important. Psalm 22:22, I will declare thy name unto my brethren in the midst of the congregation, I will praise thee. So this is important. Many, many scriptures like that. So where we should praise God? So privately, first, and then publicly, second. But with God's people, it's always a good time to praise God when we're with God's people. Some people praise God inappropriately where people do not understand what you're doing. We shouldn't just do things because we do them here, it's right in here, and we do it somewhere where you offend someone. But I'm not saying you should hide it. I'm just saying you shouldn't. There's some things that people don't appreciate. It's not the right time to do it. I mean, we could always show great gratitude in some other way. You wouldn't walk up and down the halls at Walmart praising God out loud. They'll take you to the hospital. this is the right time to do it, right? We don't flex our spirituality in front of people. Some people do it only at public gatherings, not privately. And they go all out, as hard and fast as they could, publicly, but never do it at home. So here's the question. Why should we praise God? Well, we do it because God said to give him praise. We do it because he commands us to, in obedience to his word. We praise him because God says to do it. Psalm 117, verse 1 says, "Oh, praise the Lord, all you nations. Praise Him, all you people." So from God's word, He's telling you, do it. Do it then. Right? So He's telling you, praise. Journey, praise God. Come on, Ernie. That's good. That's right. You know, some people only do it in a roller coaster only. But we do it all the time. Psalm 135, verse 1 says, "Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Praise Him, all ye servants of the Lord." How many servants we got here? Amen? We praise Him. Revelation 19:5 says, "A voice came out of the throne saying, Praise our God, all ye servants, all His servants, and ye that fear Him, both small and great." Well, we got to learn about the small and great too. "Praise ye the Lord." Psalm 113:1. "Praise Him, your servants. Praise Him. Praise the name of the Lord." Let's go to over the New Testament here. It says, "Praise the Lord." Here's 1 Peter 2:9. "But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people that should show forth the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His marvelous light." We praise God, secondly, because He's worthy to be praised. First reason is we praise Him because God says to do it. Second, we praise God because God is worthy to be praised. Right? 2 Samuel 22 says, "I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies." 1 Chronicles 16:25, "For great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. He's also to be feared among all gods." Psalm 118, verse 28, 29 says, "Thou art my God, I will praise Thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt Thee. I will give thanks unto the God, for He is good, and His mercy endures forever." Psalm 139, 14 says, "I will praise Thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are Thy works, and my soul knoweth right well." Thirdly, we need to praise God because He said to do it. We need to praise God because He's awesome. Right? Thirdly, we should praise God because it's a sacrifice that pleases Him. When you praise Him, it pleases God. When you start praising Him, that God likes it. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I would thank you. I know Jenny's not here, but she sent me a little note yesterday to tell me how special that was to her. Isn't that wonderful? This little girl is in Europe. And she sends her pastor, "Pastor, happy birthday, but I want to tell you how special you are to me." That's wonderful. I was so blessed. I was walking on my tiptoes all day long. Amen. It's good to know that. People love you, right? So that's what God does. When you praise Him, when you thank Him and tell Him how good He is to you, God loves it. He ministered it. It ministered to me for her to tell me that. Thank God. Don't be jealous. Amen. You can smile and say, "Yeah, that's wonderful." You know, some people get mad. Well, how come he never told me that? Nobody ever tells me that. But listen to me. I want to tell you something. I do it because I want to do it. Not because I want to get brownie points. I send people notes. So if I didn't send you one, I might send you one soon. I tell them how special they are, and I'm going to let you know I'm praying for you. I'm believing the best for you. I appreciate you. People I don't normally see, I let them know. I write them a note and tell them. And that's why I get them. And be good on your Facebook. Tell people how much you love them. Yesterday morning, on my Facebook, as I read so far, there was 350 people that said happy birthday to me and thanked me. Some of them said, "We appreciate you." Some of them sent private notes to me because I know a lot of people. Okay? Some of them who should have sent me one didn't send me one. Some that I thought was going to send me one didn't send me one at all. No, but listen, people are busy. You don't always remember, even some of your close friends, your close neighbors, like, I don't feel bad about it. I mean, I got people who love me. They keep me going. Amen? So my wife asked me, what do you want for your birthday? I said, I want 100% Egyptian towels. She brought me 100% cotton. But anyway, she brought me this beautiful thing of stuff and appreciate it. I love my wife and appreciate her. We had a wonderful time yesterday, by the way. We got away without the dogs. We went to the States. Of course, it was just over the border. Snuck out, snuck in. Psalm 69, 30, 31. We're going to be done pretty soon. Please, we'll be done. I'll praise the name of God with a song. I'll magnify him with thanksgiving. Also, this will also please the Lord better than the ox or bullock that had horns and hoofs. All right? That's better, eh? Better than a moose. Right? You're going to praise God. You're going to magnify God. What does it mean to magnify God? That means to make God bigger in your life. Just magnify him and say, God is huge, man. I was thinking about how good God is. You know, I think about, listen, this world is awesome, isn't it? I mean, this world, is the creation of the world, that everything works together, the plants and everything, all the weather and seasons and little plants and little critters on the ground, everything running around, even the woodpeckers. Everything is wonderful, works together. And I'm thinking, you know, this is wonderful, the earth. But listen, our world is in operation with something bigger, the universe. And how big the universe is and how big God is. I was thinking, how big God is, Lord. It just blows me away to think about how big you are. And he knows your thoughts. That is awesome that God knows everybody's thoughts here. And he also not only knows your thoughts, he knows what's in your heart. And he knows what word is coming out of your mouth next. That's how huge and awesome God is. It's hard for us to understand this, but that's how big God is. That's how awesome he is. And you want to tell me why should we praise God? That's why. If somebody that huge tells me, praise me, okay, Lord, what time do you want me to do it? Right? So you know, you want to say, yeah, you learn, Lord, you win. He said, right now, okay. Maybe that's why the woodpecker is pecking. I'll offer to thee a sacrifice of thanksgiving. I will call upon thy name, O Lord. Psalm 116, verse 17. Hebrews 13, 15 says, Therefore we let us offer a sacrifice of praise to God continually, that is the fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name. We could go on and on and on and on all afternoon with all these scriptures. There's a whole pile of scriptures. There's so much more that we look at this morning. So, praise is good for you. Well, what will it do? What will praise do? It will cause God's power to manifest in your life, to rescue you, to keep the fire of God in your life. Psalm 16:25, the Bible says, as they praised God, God's manifest power came in to rescue. Psalm 2 Chronicles 22:2 says, and 2 Chronicles 5 talks about the same thing. As they began to praise, the power of God was manifest. I was listening to Phil Driscoll. How many of you know Phil Driscoll? Anybody ever heard about Phil Driscoll? Google him. Phil Driscoll, do you think he knows anything, a little bit about praise? Oh, yeah. Huh? Yeah. He's good. He's a good praiser. Like I said, he was invited to my wedding. He's saying, I exalt thee. But that was on tape. Right? It was good. I had him there. And so Phil talks about that praise should be loud. Thanksgiving should be loud. He says, don't let some old people tell you, not to have loud music in your church. He said, God, we need to praise loud. If you ever notice something, that loud praise is manifest the power of God in a very powerful way. In the Bible, every time you see, they weren't like praising God in their heart. They were like loud, exuberantly praising God. And the power of God shook the place. While he's explaining this, and it was wonderful to hear. So, praise can rescue you. It can. With praise, we can exercise victory over our enemy, the devil. It defeats him every time he attacks. Praise will make deliverance manifest and destroy the plan of the enemy's attack against you. Praise enables you to find direction in life. God will give you direction in the time that you need it. As you praise him, he gives direction. The Bible talks about scriptures like that. He answers you, gives you direction. We see 2 Chronicles, Acts 14 talks about it. As they were praising God, God says, here's what I want you to do. And when I went to Ramah, the Lord sent me to Ramah, I was praising God. Talking to God, thanking him and loving on him. All of a sudden I heard the voice of the Lord said to me, I want you to go to this Bible school, go now. Yeah? And if you praise, you'll hear God more often. Thank him. When you praise, the presence of God comes, fills your home up. It'll knock down the walls of the enemy. Amen? It does. It produces faith even in your life. As you praise God, you hear yourself praising God. It lifts you up. There's so much. So in conclusion, I know I went through that last one fast. We'll come back to that one of those days. Praise and worship and thanksgiving are very essential to our lives. It's very important. Very important for your life. It's important to God. Praise, worship, and thanksgiving should be a part of our lives every single day, not just on Thanksgiving morning. It is a prayer. Praise and thanksgiving is a prayer or a type of prayer we'll all have to learn to practice. And teach others. We need to learn how to praise and thank God continually because it has tremendous benefits for our lives. It has an overall benefit for our spirituality.